on the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, live from Applebee's in Ames. Welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, presented by Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, with half-price appetizers two times a day, afternoons and late night. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, proud to support the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Now, live from Applebee's in Ames, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar in Ames. Glad you could join us tonight. Eric Heft is our guest host tonight, and our first guest is Steve Prohm. We're going to have Bill Fenley along a little bit later in the show. A lot of fun things going on with Iowa State Athletics this week, not the least of which was the great win for the Cyclones at Kansas State on Saturday. Today, Talen Horton-Tucker named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week, and Lindell Wigginton named the Big 12 Player of the Week, and Bridget Carlton was named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week. So a banner week for the Cyclones. And Steve, you got to, I know you try not to get too high or too low, and especially when you got another game 24 hours here later, but that was a good win, and one you guys should be proud of.
Yeah, it was a great win to go on the road, you know, and beat a really good team, a team that won 9 games in a row in the league play, 9 out of their last 10. You know, the atmosphere over there was incredible. It was a great atmosphere, and obviously they got a lot of experience, a lot of toughness, and, you know, we kind of had our backs against the wall, especially coming off the way we played against TCU. And, you know, these guys have responded, you know, to adversity all season, which is great, speak to their character. But it was a really good win from start to finish.
What was last week like, is coming off that TCU game, and you know you got a big one coming up, but you don't have that midweek game? What were some of the focal points, and how'd you deal with that to get these guys so ready to go?
Yeah, you know, you always would love to win going into your bye week, especially on an afternoon, Saturday afternoon game. But, you know, the biggest thing was Sunday and Monday, we were going to get away from it. And it gives us this bye week, a chance for me really to get out and recruit. And so that was big. Tuesday we came back and, you know, had a good spirited practice. And then Wednesday we gave them off again because I didn't want to go 4 consecutive days. You know, and then I didn't want to go 3 straight days off, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I thought that may be too long of an extended break. And so we went Tuesday, gave them Wednesday off. I was able to get back out and recruit that day. And then we came back Thursday and Friday and focused on K-State. And then went down to Manhattan Friday night. So it's a long week, and you could tell by Thursday, Friday, really those guys were ready to play. You know, you're kind of really you're even this time of year, though, you know, practices are shorter, and it's more about, you know, continue to improve your team, but also keep them focused and keep them fresh. And I thought they went down, and they were fresh and ready to play.
You mentioned the word character. It does say a lot about the character of these guys that every time that's happened this season, you guys have found a way. Why do you think this team always seems to be able to dig itself out of a hole like that?
Well, good players. I mean, that's really number one. I mean, that's what good players that I think, you know, understand, you know, what they did wrong. I mean, that's what you got to do and learn from it. And that doesn't mean you're never going to repeat it in a 31-game regular season. But, you know, we have good players that are good kids, and do the right thing. And so I think also, too, you get beat like that a little bit, the way we got beat. You know, people didn't realize we had won 6 out of 7 up to that point. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it wasn't we weren't playing bad. We played that bad that day. And when you play bad at home, it kind of makes things worse. But, you know, I think the biggest thing to guys, you know, we got good players, and they understood they needed to be better. Hopefully we just don't go through those lulls again.
A lot of times people talk about toughness and going to K-State, playing the team that I've consistently been as tough mentally, physically as any team in the league. I thought one of the keys was going to be don't get out-toughed by them. And I thought the guys really responded. I thought Merrick, you know, he'd been really kind of pushed around a little bit in that first game in particular.
Yeah.
I thought his response in terms of toughness and the whole team really showed well. In a lot of critical junctures of that game.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the credit. We kind of preached that, guys, hey, we're showing clips to where, hey, you're going to go run, get a ball, set a ball screen, and you're going to get shoved. And you're going to come off screens, you're going to get hit. And I was showing the edit tape yesterday, and we were laughing. Cameron was like, rewind that, coach, did you see that? I mean, he literally just gets shoved across the lane on it, you know. And it's just, I mean, you're not going to call everything. And so I'm more saying it just jokingly. But that's just what you sign up for when you go over there and play, is you're going to have to be mentally and physically tougher. And I thought Mario did a better job this game of not getting out of rhythm when they pressured him on the drive, you know, being able to get to the basket and finish plays. I mean, his and one when we were up four coming out of the timeout with 4 minutes to go was huge. And what I love most about that play was our reaction. You know, Lindell Wigginton's on the wing, and he's fired up, pumping his fists, and our bench was great. And that's the thing. When we're a collective unit, and we talked a little bit about A team and B team, when we're our collective unit, we're pretty good. We're a pretty tough out.
If you have a question or a comment for Steve Prohm, we'd love to hear from you. Just use hashtag SideCorner on Twitter, hashtag SideCorner, and we'll try to read a few of those as the night goes on. And if you have a question for Coach Fenley, you can reach us that way too. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. That answer has arrived in Iowa with the highest yielding varieties we've ever introduced. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local yield trials to take your soybean yield to new levels. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series, then ask your local Pioneer sales representative about the right A-Series soybeans for your farm. Individual results may vary. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Attention light beer drinkers, a message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer's pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Need a pick-me-up? Here's one. Hy-Vee Isles Online makes grocery shopping simpler than ever with store pickup. Just order your groceries online and let us do the shopping. Choose your pickup time and we'll even bring your groceries right to your car. When life's pace keeps picking up, Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery pickup is the perfect pick-me-up. Save time. Shop online. Try Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery pickup today.
SiriusXM brings you Big 12 College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every Dagger, Dime, and Drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Like any winning team, EMC Insurance Companies is made up of key players doing what they do best. Our underwriting, claims, and loss control teams are constantly developing newer, faster, and more affordable insurance solutions. We quickly pass those products and services on to our incredible independent insurance agent lineup, who then pitch our unbeatable business to policyholders. It's a successful combination that's worked well for more than 100 years, and one that makes EMC the insurance team you can always count on.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck, for 42 years straight, and the brand with the most J.D. Power initial quality and vehicle appeal awards. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's. It's back, the Prohmberger, with $1 from each sale benefiting United Way of Story County to help fight childhood hunger in Iowa. So we encourage you to get a couple of Prohmbergers when you come by Applebee's. And we're visiting with Steve Prohm, and our guest host tonight is Eric Heft. And enough about basketball and the big win over Kansas State. Coach, let's talk wrestling, because I know Kevin Tresser wants all hands on deck for this Sunday. The Cyclones are going to host Missouri, and he's trying to get to 10,000 tickets. It's awesome. It's ambitious. I think we can do it, but it's going to take a team.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I just did a promo on it earlier, you know, right after, media this afternoon. And so he's done an amazing job in such a quick time here. Obviously, he had great success at Virginia Tech, and now he's brought that same mentality here. And in his second year, I think I passed him walking into Hilton today, and I guess he's 11th or 12th in the country now. He goes to UNI on Thursday, which is a tough tough match right there. I think they're 14th, he said, and they're terrific. And so, but, you know, it's, you know, it would be incredible that you put 10,000, you know, or even more so, you know, in there Sunday afternoon, I think February 24th, Sunday afternoon, and to go out there and support them and the job that he's doing and support his guys would be great.
5 p.m. this coming Sunday, the 24th, you're correct, against Missouri. I think they're ranked 6th in the nation, so it should be a tremendous battle, and we encourage you to come out and be a part of that at Hilton Coliseum. Cyclone fans, stop by Sy's Locker Room to gear up for game day. Sy's Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. Well, that was fun to see Lindell really get it going on Saturday.
Yeah, he played really well. He's, you know, it's, you know, you talk about shooting and everything, and really good job last year shooting from 40%, and now he's right back at the 40% clip this year, I think 39.7, so right at 40%, you know, battling through injuries and starting kind of himself in a hole, and he's really worked himself back, and he made big shots, not only in the first half, but in the second half, made some big, big shots, one against the zone, you know, one kind of just catching the face and his guy up, but you know, right at 40% from three, to do that back-to-back years is a credit to him, especially through the adversity he's had to fight through this year.
Yeah, it's been fun to see him coming on here, Eric.
Yeah, and of course, you're playing four guards, so your guards have to play well. But I thought your post guys really did a good job Saturday, too. And they have, you know, Cam's really been coming along, making a lot of progress. Mike's been consistent, but I thought Saturday, you look at their combined stat line, and they gave you what you really needed.
Yeah, you know, and they're different, too. You know, they both bring us something a little bit different to the table. But Cameron, you know, just his length and athleticism around the rim, and when he's really running the floor and rolling off ball screens, he really puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and he really spreads the floor for us, and he makes guys shift and rotate. And then Mike obviously plays with a great tenacity and great toughness. And George has been really good for us. The problem is you just got those couple guys right there. You know, but he was really good actually against K-State the last time we played him here. And so, but it's good. When Cameron Lindell coming off the bench playing well, it provides such a huge boost for our team. I mean, Lindell, you look at the games he's had off the bench. You know, at Ole Miss, he brought a huge spark. At Oklahoma, we were really struggling to score, and he brings such a different pace and change of pace to the game.
West Virginia
and
at home.
And, you know, West Virginia at home, he gets 27 or 28.
Yep.
And then this game the other day, it's, you know, he came in, it's an and one, it's a three. Yeah, he's been really good for us, and hopefully continue to take that next step as we go down the stretch.
You talk about taking the next step, too. People talk about, well, should Lindell start? I know that's to me, I go back to the old Piston days with Vinny Johnson coming off the bench. He's an all-star coming off the bench because he gives you something. Most guys, when they go to many teams, when they go to the bench, they're taking a step back. Yep. In your case, you're really not, and it's a different look as well.
Yeah, we're taking a step forward, and he's done a great job of, you know, it's tough, but he's done a great job of accepting that role and maxing that role out right now. And, you know, I can't speak more highly of him, the way he's handled it and everything, but he brings such a different dimension, you know, in that role right now that it's been really, really good. Just the way the game's changed when he's come in, and when he's effective, we're really tough to beat.
It was funny today because you brought up, you know, that you want Tyrese Halliburton to shoot it a little bit more, and then
so do I.
Yeah, all the guys in practice today were on him. You know, he actually shot it once. He missed a floater day in practice, got his own rebound, and tipped it in. And we were like, "Wow, two shots on one possession."
I love it. We're getting somewhere. Well, he laughed about it too, and he said, "Hey, I was that way even in high school." But then we asked Lindell about it, and Lindell says, "Well, you don't have to tell me twice to shoot it." You know, he said that's not a problem for him. But he's proud of Tyrese and the development that he's had. Those two are very close friends.
Yeah, they're good friends. You know, they've got a really good bond. I think they, you know, they really kind of, you know, play off one another, each other really well. But, you know, Tyrese, we do need him to be a little bit more aggressive just because sometimes he has the best shot on that possession, and we don't want to turn down a good shot, you know, when we've got a little 12-foot floater or an open three. And, you know, he's always looking to make the right play, but sometimes the right play is for him to shoot. And he'll never force stuff, but he's – you know, I think offensively we could be better if he does, you know, start knocking those down. Because you look at his numbers percentage-wise, they're off the charts.
Exactly. It's not like he's a bad shooter.
Yeah.
He's a terrific shooter.
Yep.
Yeah. It's it's fun to see that development. But I understand it, you know, why guys like he and Nick defer a little bit on this team, because you got three guys that really hunt their shot and you want them to. But I love what you said about this, you know, just that you have to give guys some freedom. And if you're sitting there micromanaging every shot they take, but it seems like, Coach, with you, you do a lot of that in the film room. You don't address it as much within the game as you do in the film room.
Yeah, that's what one of my assistants said this one time, because it's, you know, he's a lot different practice coach than he is game coach, you know, and it's probably true to where in film I will micromanage the film from a standpoint of we need to do A, B, C, and D in practice the same way. I'm more anal in practice. But once the game goes, you know, I've just never been this way to where, you know, we're going to walk it up and we're going to run play A and then we're going to run play B and then we're going to run play C. Give them concepts, get good players, spread the floor, let's play together, let's play the right way. And then, you know, they're going to take some shots that a lot of people sometimes are going to go, man. But it also gives them the confidence to take the next shot, to make open shots. And, you know, if we looked at our offensive numbers and they were, you know, 190th, or, you know, our percentages were really down, you know, then maybe you reevaluate some things. But we've been very, you know, successful offensively. You know, our biggest thing is just being consistent and continue to grow defensively and rebounding.
Yeah, you look at your numbers. I don't know. I was asking Matt Schultz today, and I'm not sure. Maybe teams have done this. It probably would have been Kansas. But right now you're leading the conference in scoring. You're also leading the conference in field goal percentage and free throw percentage, and you're second in three-point shooting just by a narrow margin. I don't know that too many teams have ever swept all four of those categories to be first in a really good competitive conference. It shows what a good offensive team this is.
Yeah, it's a really good offensive team, you know, that has good spacing, play together, share the ball. You know, some of the guys' percentages, you know, are, you know, I always say, hey, you know, a real bad shot. Now let's take one or two of those out. Now your percentages are really going to jump up. If you ever did the math with those guys, when you're sitting down in meetings with them, they can see, hey, I'm going to jump from 39 to 45%, you know, just take one or two out a game. But, you know, these guys, they all know how to play. They like playing together. They share the ball, and that's the thing. If we can continue to stay selfless offensively, share the ball, play with great pace, run the floor, it's not about plays. It's more about putting those guys in position to make great decisions.
And it's an evolution over the course of a season, too. Just look at the shot selection right now compared to where you were maybe 6 weeks ago. I mean, it's everybody's kind of learned when and where to pick their spots. It makes a big difference, too.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, that just comes from the you know, the process of just building a team and getting better. And these guys have done that. And, you know, there's some really good possessions in Kansas State where we shared a ball and moved the ball. Even the last play, like when Taylor made the three to go up 12, that's, you know, the movement was great. And we got great cutting. Lindell was the selfless cutter on that play to sink the help. And Taylor is the benefit with the three.
We always encourage your questions via Twitter. Just use hashtag SideCorner. And our friend Denny from Clear Lake says, what's the deal with the rolled-up towels as you make substitutions? See you tomorrow. Go Cyclones. So
there's nothing more to it outside of you just take the towel in there so you make sure you know touch base and check in with the guy that you're going to get to where you can say, hey, I've got Hef, you got Walters, and, you know, and we'll go from there. So nothing more than that.
So you put your best player, you know, on Walters, you think?
We wouldn't guard him. Yeah. We would cap him.
Best defense is no defense at all.
We'd close out short.
All that hurts. Jake says, is it true that Cyclone men's basketball plays better with Brent Bloom doing the color for radio than Eric Heft?
I'm going to leave that up to you to answer that.
We talked about RPI.
Yeah, you know, he got a couple home games. You know,
strength the schedule too.
Strength the schedule. I mean, win at Tech, win at K-State. You know, I mean, come on.
Yep. You got some pretty good wins on your belt, Coach Heft. I think your RPI is pretty good. We're gonna visit more with Steve Prohm coming up in a minute. If you have a question or a comment, you can reach us via Twitter. Just use hashtag SideCorner. We'll also have Coach Fenley along at about 7:15 tonight. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
As a proud sponsor of Iowa State Cyclone basketball, your premier Chevy dealers love game-winning shots and award-winning drives. With cars like Malibu and Cruze, crossovers like Traverse and Equinox, or the powerful pickup Chevy Silverado. Log on to moreiowansdrivechevy.com to find a premier Chevy dealer near you. Chevrolet, the number one selling brand in Iowa. Based on IHS Market Calendar year-to-date May 2018 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Call the Pro Shop or visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Hey, Iowa State basketball fans. We know you'll be cheering on the Cyclones with every dribble, every no-look pass, and every last-second buzzer beater. At Shields, we're right there with you to root the Cyclones on to victory. Make sure to check out Shields for all the newest Iowa State athletic gear to get your game on. And cheer on the Cyclones in style. From hats and tees to sweatshirts and tailgating gear, we've got you covered. Shields, right there with you in Des Moines, Sioux City, Iowa City, and Cedar Falls. And go Cyclones!
It's a typical day. You're in a typical hurry. You do your typical Quick Star stop because they're typically quick and nice and they got good stuff. But you go to pay and wait, you're paying less than you typically do. That's not typical. Oh, yeah, you got a Quick Rewards card. You're not just a typical customer. In fact, take 10 cents per gallon off the typical gas price. Our thanks for being a brand new Quick Rewards cardholder. Is this you? Could be. Sign up for Quick Rewards and do away with just a typical day. Quick Star. See you next time.
You want something more from college. A place where you can make these years your years. Where you can take risks, screw up, try again, and then succeed spectacularly. Where you can find all the support you'll ever want and see more friendly faces than you could ever count. So you can be free to create your own identity. So you can become the spark that ignites change. So you can accomplish everything you've always wanted. You want an adventure for you, by you. Sounds like you're ready for Iowa State University.
You trust in the Cyclones for the big win. You can also trust Bankers Trust for all your banking needs. For over 100 years, Bankers Trust has helped individuals and businesses achieve their goals. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or saving for retirement, Bankers Trust understands your unique goals and will help you reach them. Visit us at bankerstrust.com for more. Bankers Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's and Ames. Join us at any Iowa Applebee's for half-price appetizers every night after 9. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, Eric Heft, our guest co-host tonight. And as always, we encourage your questions via Twitter with hashtag SideCorner. And Marty says, did Cass get to go to Casey's? Congratulations on the big win.
You know what? It's funny, man. This is the second game that they've caught him saying, can we go to Casey's? And he's enamored with Casey's. These, like, candy eggs, man. You half it's candy, and the other one has this little clunky toy in there that he just loves, man. And so that's, like, our big treat. So, but we were going to go Sunday, but you guys were part of the bus tour back.
Tour is a good word. Yeah.
So we ended up just going to a Pilot in somewhere in Kansas City at midnight. And they had the eggs, though, there. So
it worked out perfect. Oh,
so,
good.
And then we opened them the next day because he fell asleep finally.
That is good to hear.
But we'll be back to Casey soon.
That's awesome. All right. Amanda asked the same question, but you answered pretty well right there. Coach Talen Horton-Tucker, have you ever had a guy score 17 consecutive points like he did the other day?
Man, unless George did in the tournament, you know, at Little Rock
game.
That
might have been.
You know,
yeah, might have been.
He put a show on there.
Yeah.
You know, no, and as and but, you know, you go back and watch the tape, you know, and he made one or two tough ones, you know, but I think people were overhyping some, like, oh, man, he was – some of them were really good rhythm threes that you really want him shooting. You know, he made the tough – one tough step back and – you know, and then he banked the one in to start the second half.
That's when you knew it was
but,
his day.
But you know what? I looked right away at D-Rob, and I said, now we can't complain about Barry Brown's half-court shot. We're even. Let's go finish this game out. So, because I think that was the one thing. When Barry Brown hits that shot, we're up 10.
Yeah.
And you're as a coach, you're like, golly, man, I should have done this different. And you go in there, and you don't want that to affect anything. And so spent a lot of time in talking with the coaches. And so right when we went in there to talk to the guys, it was more like, hey, heck of a half, great job. You know, we scored almost 40 on their home floor. You know, let's not, we didn't even discuss it. until film the next day, just about, you know, waiting a little bit longer in the shot clock to go.
That was fun watching Talen hit some shots.
What a great personality. He's so quiet, but I mean, he's one of those guys, you know, that plays with a smile on his face. He loves the game, and you can see that just by watching him every day.
Yeah, and he's a really good kid. He is. He is soft-spoken, but he's really sharp, really articulate, loves the game, and he's a really good player. He can really score a lot of different ways, but he can also facilitate, too. You know, he's had games where he's had 7, 8, 9 assists.
Well, another guy that scored 17 straight in a game was Fred Hoiberg, and he did it against Kansas in Hilton Coliseum, and he stopped by to visit with your team today. How'd that go?
Man, it went great. You know, I said this all the time. The great programs, you know, they have players back, and their great players want to come back. And ironically, Gary Thompson came over to watch practice today, too. And so when he came in the locker room, we actually had – I was introducing Fred, and I was, you know, talking about, you know, one of the guys, 7 guys has their jersey retired, you know, kind of, you know, brought Iowa State basketball back to the national forefront, and 10-year NBA vet. And then I'm looking at Gary, and I'm like, we actually got 2 guys with their jerseys retired in here. But, man, it was awesome to have him back. He's been a great friend to me since really I knew him before I got here. But he's really went out of his way to be good to me since I've taken over this job, to be there for a guy to answer some questions for me and to talk basketball. And so he did a great job with our guys, and then I got a chance to visit with him a little bit afterwards. And it'd be great to have him back. You know, I'm sure he'll get an unbelievable ovation tomorrow night, which will be really cool. Monte Morris will be back tomorrow night for the game. And he'll get a pretty good ovation, too.
Yeah.
But that's what it's about. You know, and George, if he didn't have practice Wednesday morning, he was going to come back, him and Naz. But, you know, that's the one thing on All-Star weekend. You hope you come sometimes get Saturday games so you can get all of them back or a lot of them back. But those guys, if you're running a legit program, a high-level program at this level, you want your best players back. You want them integrated in this program. And he's done a remarkable job here as a player, you know, as a coach, and then as an ambassador for our school. I mean, you make a run in March Madness, the exposure it does for your university is incredible. And, you know, he really spearheaded that turnaround.
Yeah, we talked a lot about, you know, Lindell, and we talked about Cam and Mike. One guy we haven't mentioned yet is Nick, you know, and he plays 40 minutes the other day.
Did he play 40?
I think he did.
Yeah,
I think he did.
But that's like what you used to say about Monte. Well, what's coach going to play him? 38 with gusts up to 40 or 45.
Well, whatever it takes. But the steadying influence that he gives you guys is really underrated, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if people really quite appreciate what he does for our team. Sometimes he can get overlooked. And it was a tough week for him, and I won't talk too much about it, but he had a family member passed, and he was gone from practice for the majority of the week. And, you know, that's been tough on him. Nick is a really, really good kid, a high, high character guy with an unbelievable basketball IQ. Like I said, he's kind of like the last, you know, branch to the guys I coached when I first got here. And I know that those guys, you know, put a lot on him to make sure he carries the torch the right way. And he's done an unbelievable job with it. Sometimes he gets overlooked because he's not a shoot-first guy, but he's made big threes for us this year. Great in a pick-and-roll, really great decision-maker, and he's really, you know, one of our best, if not the best, perimeter defender, but does so much for our team. He's a big, big catalyst for us.
You know, we were touching on, and you mentioned that he's one of the last holdovers that kind of from when Fred was here, and when you took over the job from Fred, a lot of guys would come in and just say, here's how I do things. We're just going to do it my way, and that's that. I would get that. I would totally understand that. But I think it's interesting that you have kind of taken an open-minded approach to inheriting the job from him and adapting some of the things that he did that we, as fans, love seeing, the floor spacing. And not that you didn't do this stuff at Murray State, but it's just fun to see some carryover of the style of play that he put in place.
Yeah, and it's good. I think it's made, you know, me and my staff better as coaches. I know it has for me, you know, because I worked for a defensive coach for really 12 out of 13 years, who would always throw offensive stuff on his table, but he never looked at it, I don't think. But that was kind of in my heart, like, hey, you know, how can we be better offensively? And so, you know, coming here was good for me just to be able to study Fred's stuff, study how they played a little bit more, And like you said, you do some of the things in the past, but some things I do, you do take from what he's done, and it's been good for us. And then you continue to accentuate those things, whether it's spacing or ball movement or pace of play. That's what wins, especially in this day and age in basketball and good players too. And we've all been, he's been fortunate to coach him here, and I have too. But the biggest thing, you know, when you take over a situation like that and you have great success is don't screw it up. But also to make sure you understand why they were successful, mm-hmm. you know, what made them successful, and, you know, is putting George in good position or Monte. And, you know, it's been good. What's been cool, too, is just kind of as even those guys have gone on, I think my relationship with those guys that just coached, played under me my first year or second year have grown more now, you know, just staying in touch and both of us, you know, kind of maturing and getting older. That's been great, and that's why it's cool Monte's coming back. And, you know, we talked to all those guys, but all those guys are doing great. You know, Burton and Nate are doing great. Matt Thomas, all those guys that have been here and played under both of us and myself and Fred both, are doing terrific. We were talking about those guys today after he met with the team, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's about how those guys do when they leave here, and they're all doing really, really well.
It's been fun to see. Let's pause here for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. We're visiting with Steve Prohm, Eric Heft, our guest host tonight, and we're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
At New Tech Seed, we believe true success in farming is about what you harvest from your fields and from your life. We call it living the New Tech lifestyle, where success, enjoyment, and family all come together. New Tech Seed brings you top-performing seed, backed by passionate seed professionals who love this farming life just as much as you do. Discover the New Tech lifestyle and our 2019 lineup at newtechseed.com.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Iowa State Cyclones. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Like any winning team, ENC Insurance Companies is made up of key players doing what they do best. Our underwriting, claims, and loss control teams are constantly developing newer, faster, and more affordable insurance solutions. We quickly pass those products and services on to our incredible independent insurance agent lineup. who then pitch our unbeatable business to policyholders. It's a successful combination that's worked well for more than 100 years and one that makes EMC the insurance team you can always count on.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. See you tomorrow for lunch at Applebee's. Lunch combos start at $7.99. Joined by Eric Heff tonight, and Steve Prohm is our first guest. We're going to have Bill Fenley along in just a few minutes. And if you have a question or comment for Coach, you can reach us via Twitter with hashtag CyCorner. Steve, you mentioned that Monte's going to be back tomorrow as well. And, man, what an awesome, awesome thing it is to see how well he's playing this season. That's been a blast.
Man, incredible. You know, I was talking to Fred this afternoon, and, I mean, a lot of people are saying he's the best backup point guard in the NBA right now, and just speaks volumes. You know, he did it the right way, though. You know, he came here, he learned, he got better. He ended up staying 4 years where he probably could have left after his junior year, you know, but he came back. And then he went to the G League, you know, got drafted, but then, you know, kind of went two-way and up and down all year, handled that great. And then when he got his opportunity this year, man, he just knocked the door down. And now there's really no looking back. I mean, his basketball IQ is so good. He's just got such a great feel. He can score if you want him to score. He can play in pick and roll. He makes people better. But the one best quality I would think about Monte, and when I've talked to, you know, Scott Howard's out there who played here and is an Iowa State guy, people like him. Like, mm-hmm. like nobody says anything ever bad about him. Like, the teammates here loved him. People love playing with him. And I think that's like that in Denver. And so, you know, I don't know how he did in his coaching debut in the celebrity game, though. I didn't see who won that. So
he looked good.
He did. He looked sharp, right?
He put more probably into his wardrobe than
he did scouting scouting the other team, right?
Well, tell us about your conversation with Scott Howard about how it helped him that year when he played out for Rio Grande Valley.
Well, because Denver doesn't have a G League team, so he was playing for Rio Grande Valley, and they had another point guard they were trying to get ready. So he played a lot of two-plate off the ball and started being maybe more aggressive, looking for a shot, looking to score a little bit more. And I think that obviously his point guard skills are solid in terms of passing and things like that. But Scott really felt that was a big deal for him too, the experience he got there, and been around a lot of guys over the years, and we've had so many guys, especially in this recent group. You know, we have Matt Thomas, and George, and Monte and Naz. These guys love basketball. I mean, they absolutely love basketball. They want to get better every day. And Monte has that attitude and certainly the skills to take it to the next level. It's been so much fun to watch him.
Yeah, it's funny. He was texting me while we were off air just about trying to figure out when he could get a workout in tomorrow. He was, what time do we shoot around? And then can I get in between the shoot around and game time? And so, but that's the mentality you have to have at that level. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's because it's survival at that level in a business to where, like, hey, I'm going back Wednesday. I got to make sure I've gotten a couple workouts in, but he's been great. Our relationship's been really good. He's close with our family, and him and my son are big buddies. But he's just done it the right way, and he's a great, another great ambassador. We got a bunch of them, but he's one that's done a great job, and he's going to have a long career, up there.
He can go by at 9 a.m. and rebound for Marielle.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I don't know if he'll do that, but I would.
Well, it is a joy to watch him and to see, that all that hard work pay off. And what a great ambassador. I know that these guys, and this is true of George and Naz, they continue to pay attention to what's happening with your program. And then Iowa State fans certainly do their part. When those guys are playing on the road, no matter what NBA arena it is, you can bet there's some people there with Iowa State jerseys on that are wishing those guys well.
Yeah, that's what makes this place really, really cool, really special. Like I said, I said it before, like, turn the TV on this week. You got 2-3 games on every channel. Go look at the crowd, go look at the fan base, and then put on ours tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, see what ours looks like, and compare them, for all the people that are got options out there. There's not many better, when you talk about just, Hilton, Jack Trice, wrestling like we talked about before, and I'll give Coach Dress another plug here, but they'll probably get 10,000. You know what I mean? Like, you would be more shocked if they didn't get 10,000 than if they got 11,000, because, it's kind of like the West Virginia game where it's negative. It was cold, negative something, and it's still sold out. mm-hmm. you know, and you know, it's the place blows you away with the way they support it. And so, you know, that's why you want to give back, and that's why you want these guys to go on and do well.
If you haven't bought your tickets for that wrestling duel, it's Sunday, this Sunday, 5 p.m. against Missouri, two top 15 teams nationally. And if you are a gold member or higher on Cyclones, the Cyclone Club, you already have tickets. All you have to do is go to cyclones.com and activate your account and go get them, and then come and watch the Cyclone wrestlers. That'd be a lot of fun. And we know that the weather's going to be a factor tomorrow night, but still, as you said, there'll be people in the arena, and a really good Baylor team that has been kind of dealing with injuries probably an unfair amount this season. They're best players, and yet has overcome it and continued to put together a really good season.
Yeah, Scott's done a remarkable job. Obviously, you know, we went into the first game really game planning how we're going to stop Tristan Clark. And because of our emphasis on him, we gave a lot of perimeter jump shots that they made that night. Then Clark the next game, after he got hurt in our game, you know, they checked him out the next day. And then he's dealt with the injuries to Mason and McClure, and we obviously know how good those guys are. Mason's had an incredible year. Both of them didn't play at Texas Tech. I expect Mason to play tomorrow night for sure. McClure, I don't know enough about yet. Baylor is just they're resilient. They're very, very tough. They play really hard. We're going to have to play really well. We're going to have to really dial in on the defensive end. We're going to have to match their toughness. We're going to have to rebound the ball. They're one of the best offensive rebounding teams that we'll play against. And then we're going to have to do a great job attacking the zone and not letting that slow us down by, you know, getting kind of deer in the headlights, trying to make decisions. We got to, you know, get into our stuff early and get the ball in the middle and then make good decisions.
How much does it help that you've played against that zone? You've played against some zones this year, but you've seen that Baylor zone. You've seen it for 4 years now. But for the guys this year that saw it down there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, if you go back and watch our Baylor games, they played it for 4 minutes.
Yeah,
you know,
we had good,
you know, and then it's man, it's kind of been like that. It's so funny. You spent all this time with Baylor for us, and it's after the first time out, it's all man again. Now, they've been playing a whole lot more zone since they've gotten smaller. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, maybe they'll play more of it. But, you know, I think we have a good feel. We just got to make good decisions. And then you got to make sure, you know, at some point you got to make shots. And then we got to rebound the ball and get stops so we can play in transition, because that's when we're really at our best.
This is always a popular question from fans. Bill would like to know, can you talk about the recruits? So the guys that have signed with Iowa State, give us a little update on how their seasons are going.
You know what? Trey Jackson just finished up the other day. I know that for sure. Luke Anderson got beat the other night. I think that finished him up as well. Manny, who we call Mercedes, is Manny. That's Manny's his nickname. I'm not exactly sure where he's at. We saw him play last week, and so he's just getting ready to kind of start the playoffs. But they've all had really good years. You know, and I think they all, you know, have a chance to do really good things here. Trey's a combo guard. Mercedes, Mercedes, but, you know, he's a big wing, you know, that can really shoot the basketball. And then Luke is just kind of one of those skilled guys that people are recruiting nowadays that can kind of play a couple positions. And so be good to get those guys on campus. And, you know, if we need to do anything in the spring here, you know, we'll be ready to do that as well.
One more, it was just a question basically referring to Mariel Shayok getting fouled in games. And when he goes to the free throw line in late game situations, boy, you got to feel good that you got the right guy there.
Yeah, that's who if you got to pick one guy, that's who you want to try to get the ball to get fouled and ice the game. And he's been able to do that, whether it's at Oklahoma or, you know, a couple other games before.
He's a dynamite player. I'm having so much fun watching him play this year. I know Eric is too. I mean, Who would have guessed, you know, that this guy was going to be the Big 12's leading scorer, second right now, but certainly in the hunt to win the scoring title?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he's handled it all in stride. People are now really starting game plan for him, being more physical and tough with him, and thought he handled a lot better at K-State. And he's been really good for us. You know, that's why whether they got 1 year or they got 4 years, if you got a good player, man, get him in your program, especially a guy like him with his character and his toughness and his work ethic.
Well, I know you got to get back to work because Baylor's coming in here in about 24 hours. We'll let you do that. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Steve Prohm, our guest. We're going to have Bill Fenley along next, and we'll be back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Iowa State Cyclones.
Go Cyclones!
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
There's a sense of pride that comes with the life of a farmer. I mean, really, how many people can say they have a famous tan named after them or be known for their wave when they drive past neighbors and strangers alike on a two-lane road? Whether it's a farmer's tan or the farmer's way, we are proud to be known for a lot of things. We feel that pride every night at the dinner table, knowing we feed our family and yours. Iowa Corn is proud to be on the sidelines cheering on the Iowa State Cyclones.
Want to pull the plug on cyber terrorists or work with satellites and other space technology? How about learning the avionics inside stealth fighters? You can do it by serving part-time in the Iowa Air National Guard. In the Iowa Air Guard, you'll earn extra cash and money for college while gaining high-tech skills in one of nearly 200 career specialties. Call the Iowa Air National Guard at 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G or visit goang.com.
If you're looking for Pioneer brand corn products that take performance to a new level, we have three words for you. Local Yield Hero. Local, because they've been proven to perform right here. Yield, because these products have the highest yield potential in the area. And Hero, because they've helped growers like you succeed. Only the best of the best earn the right to be called local yield heroes. So ask your local Pioneer team about maximizing them on your acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Need a pick-me-up? Here's one. Hy-Vee Isles Online makes grocery shopping simpler than ever with store pickup. Just order your groceries online and let us do the shopping. Choose your pickup time and we'll even bring your groceries right to your car. When life's pace keeps picking up, Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery pickup is the perfect pick-me-up. Save time. Shop online. Try Hy-Vee Isles Online grocery pickup today.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's. Every month, Applebee's features one of your favorite bar drinks at an unbelievable price. And to celebrate Mardi Gras, February's drink is a $1 hurricane. Only at Applebee's, your home for Cyclone Coach's Corner. Our thanks to Steve Prohm, who joined us a bit earlier. And now Bill Fenley is along, and you can tweet your questions with hashtag CyCorner. We'd love to read some of those as we go on throughout the night. Hashtag CyCorner. If you have a question for Coach Fenley, whose team is playing very, very well, coming off a really nice win the other day. And Eric Heft is our co-host tonight. And, Coach, tell us, let's just start with Bridget's incredible shot there to end the quarter. We've seen you have some pretty doggone good length of the court pass plays through the years, but that one's got to be right near the top.
Yeah, that was fun. We have a couple plays. We run 3-second plays. And we practice them. It's the last thing we do is shoot around every game. And usually you don't use them. And so the kids get bored. And when it finally works or you get to use it, it's kind of fun. And obviously it's a momentum builder. It's exciting. And, one of the first things we do at practice in the fall is we put them all on the baseline. And who played softball, you know? And
yeah. So
who can throw it? And AD is by far the best person we have. And she made the pass. And did a great job. Bridget obviously made a tough shot, but you want to give yourself a chance to make a shot. And she did a good job of catching it and then clearing her shoulders. And, you know, remind me of the shot that Allison Lacey had a few years ago.
Yeah.
Kind of at the end of the shot clock and kind of same, similar situation. But it's 3 points. You'll take it. And it was a fun play to see work finally after all these years of practicing it.
Well, it helps when you have a player who can throw it off the glass with no balance whatsoever and yeah, knock it down.
The coincidence is Bridget was the one that did it, I guess. She has an ability to do that. She's a strong kid. And, yeah. You're falling down and getting it up there and just give it a chance. I mean, you never know. I mean, we've watched a lot of basketball in the last couple of weeks. And, the Iowa men, bank shot from the corner and TJ, If you give the ball a chance, you never know. But you got to give yourself a chance. You can't throw it out of bounds. Someone's got to catch it. And if you can throw the ball deep and catch it, then there's a chance something going up at the basket. And if it goes in, everyone's, oh, it's a lucky shot. Well, yeah, it sort of is, but you still got to get the ball to that point. And luckily Bridget did it that night.
As this team off to a terrific start, or as we're heading down the home stretch now, where does this team rank in terms of how good offensively you are? Because it really seemed to be maybe one of your best.
Yeah, Eric, we probably are one of the more efficient teams we've had. And a lot of that is we have five kids on the court that can score. Bridget is unique. You guys see it every game, and the matchups are so important. And, what you talked about with Steve and I was texting and actually talked to Fred as I was walking in here. You talk about matchups and spacing in basketball, and Bridget is a really hard matchup for people. Alexa Middleton's give us another ball handler, and then you had Kristen Scott. And if you can put five people on the court that the other team looks at and says they can all score – now you got a chance, and obviously you got to do all the other things too. But the one thing that we've done is we've scored a lot, but we haven't turned the ball over a ton. I think we're averaging like 10.5 turnovers a game. So, and if you're playing it at some kind of pace and you're not just giving the ball up, that's been good. Our free throw percentage has been good. We got to do a better job of getting to the line more. But offensively, this team is very efficient. And I think they understand where they have to go to get the shots. And that's the other thing is don't settle for, the first three, or don't settle for, anything. Just get yourself into a rhythm where you know what you're good at and you know what your teammates are good at. And hopefully we're getting better at that as we come down the stretch.
Yeah, they seem to understand their roles and play them well. And some credit to your assistant coaches, too. I mean, we've talked off the air about Kristen Scott and her improved footwork and angles and things of that nature. I mean, that a lot of that comes back to your assistant coaches and just that daily work with the players to refine their skill sets.
No, and I think that's John, what's happened with most staffs across the country that people don't recognize. Whereas I'm driving over to Hilton to do the press conference today, which that's my job, is I have to show up and do the press conference. Well, my staff's doing individual workouts with kids and before practice and after practice. And, because I have to go to the letter winners deal, then I have to come here tonight. And there's certain things that have to be done. And, Jody's working, like you looked on the court today and you got, Coach Shaven's working with Kristen and Jody's working with Bridget, and Billy's got Alexa Middleton over here. That's part of it, is getting that 20 to 30 minutes of their time. It's individual. It's designed. We meet every day. We talk about what those kids need to get done. But it's the staff that does the work. And every coach will tell you that it's about great players. But if you don't have a great coaching staff that understands what they need to do and understand how they're going to make their players better, the team better, scouting and skill work and all those kinds of things that happen every single day, this stuff doesn't come together. And I've been blessed to have a great staff here, and they're doing a great job this year. And I think the other thing is our players, John, really understand the value of our staff,
yes,
of our assistant coaches. It's not like, hey, the assistant coach says something, they ignore it. I mean, I'm so old, it's the old E.F. Hutton commercial. when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. When my staff talks, everyone listens. And my staff talks a lot in practice. I want them to talk. I want them to be engaged. And they've done a great job.
Yeah, that's the important. You have to have players that want to be coached. And the best players do. And you have a lot of those players on this roster.
Most players say they want to be coached, which means tell me what I want to hear. This group has been willing to be coached hard, be willing to say, here's the video, this is what it says, this is where we need to get better. Do you want to do it or not? And if you want to do it, we'll work with you and get it. If not, then we're going on to someone else. And this group has understood that. They've bought into it. And there's a level of trust in every coaching staff, player to player, player to coach, coach to player. There's this level of trust that has to be there with every good team. And I think our players have a great amount of trust in the assistant coaches, and they believe what they're doing. You can just tell when, if you look at, you know, they're looking to the bench for scouting information, whatever. They're not looking at me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're looking at the staff saying, hey, this kid came in the game. What are we supposed to do? And that's a tribute to how hard our kids have worked, but how hard our staff has worked, and those things have gone together and it's made us a better team.
That was the play for K game on Saturday against Oklahoma State. You're one of the coaches that's old enough to remember K Yao. Yes. That generation's kind of passing us by here, but certainly I'm sure you have a lot of fond memories of her impact on the game of women's basketball.
Yeah, Coach Yao is an amazing person. It's kind of, I don't know if it's surreal or whatever, that it's Coach Valvano and Coach Yao, same school,
yeah.
North Carolina State,
yep.
How this happened, and I had the pleasure of, we only played Coach Yao one time at NC State in the tournament, but I think the thing that she did and what Coach Valvano did is be bigger than the game. What am I doing to impact other people? And at Iowa State, we've really enjoyed being a part of this, and it's not just showing up in pink shoes and a pink uniform and whatever. I mean, my wife, Deb, as everyone knows, has a huge reception, which has been a huge hit. It's always been important to us. I think it hit us home more when Coach Mack was here with Tree.
Yep.
And what Tree went through and beat breast cancer. You know, it's always happens to someone else. Well, it didn't happen to someone else, and we've all been touched by it. And I think it's a way that Iowa State always, the vehicle that we have as women's coaches, as an athletic department, is what can we do to help other people? And that's the culture of what we do here. And this is women's basketball's way of doing it. It's a great event. Obviously, it's a showcase for the women's basketball across the country. But our goal is always to be more proactive and do it in a way where it's not just – it doesn't end, hopefully, when the game ended and the pink shoes go away. But it's been a great thing, and we're very, very proud to be a part of it.
No doubt. It's a great, great cause. Coach, while we're talking about helping others, let's talk a little Cyclone wrestling, because I know you're excited for Coach Dresser and what he's challenging the fans to try to do this Sunday, which is to bring 10,000 fans to Hilton Coliseum for a wrestling duel against Missouri. And knowing our fans and knowing Coach Dresser and his motivational skills, I'm not going to be surprised if it happens.
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I think the thing I said in the press conference today was, when I came to Iowa State, the way we started to build our attendance was there was no marketing department. There was no such thing for women's basketball. And it was Deb, Coach McCarney, and Coach Floyd. That was our marketing staff. And Deb just begged people to come and insulted them. And, you know, it was Green Hills and Fellows Elementary School. But then it was Coach Mack and Coach Floyd going, go to the game, support the, you know, everyone talks about team culture. Well, the culture of our athletic department, what Jamie's built, is this is about all of us. And this is about we're all going to benefit. We're all going to do well. We're all going to do something positive. And for all of us to go through it and do it in a way where you see someone who's so committed. I mean, we've been on that bus in the Cyclone Tour. And, I mean, Coach Dresser, the way he's doing things, it's easy to support someone like that. It's not just, hey, show up. But we've all been through it. It's not like it's different in football and men's basketball, where if you said tomorrow, if we announced tonight, there's going to be a football game tomorrow at, we'll play basketball at 8. Let's say football at 4. There'll be 40,000 people show up.
No doubt.
They just show up. And men's basketball, same thing. It's not that way in women's basketball. It's not that way in wrestling. It's not that way in volleyball. So you need to find a way to get it done in a different way. And I think what Jamie's created by, A, you got Steve Prohm, he hires Matt Campbell, he hires Kevin Dresser. I mean, you're hiring people and bringing people into the family that are so connected and so committed to doing things the Iowa State way that it's easy to support them, and it's easy to see where they're doing things in a way that helps all of us. And I'm a firm believer, and I've said this many times, you know, someone said, oh, you got ranked. Is that a good thing? It's good for our team. But if you're watching, I'm sending pictures to every recruit, every person I know. We're in the top 25, and they're scrolling on Big Monday, the score of our game, as I'm watching Kansas TCU.
Mm-hmm.
That's marketing. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
If you went to a marketing firm and said, you're going to be on ESPN Big Money, what's it going to cost me? It's a lot of money. Well, it's same thing with wrestling. If we beat a great Missouri team, same thing with what Steve's doing and what Matt's doing. So this is not something that's hard to do, and hopefully it'll be a great Sunday afternoon.
Can't wait. We're looking forward to it. Eric Heft is our guest host tonight. We're visiting with Bill Fenley, and we're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
As a proud sponsor of Iowa State Cyclone basketball, your premier Chevy dealers love game-winning shots and award-winning drives. With cars like Malibu and Cruze, crossovers like Traverse and Equinox, or the powerful pickup Chevy Silverado. Log on to moreiowansdrivechevy.com to find a premier Chevy dealer near you. Chevrolet, the number one selling brand in Iowa. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date May 2018 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Is your favorite Cyclones jersey fitting a little tighter this season? If so, Aspen Athletic Clubs can help. Aspen offers 6 convenient locations, over 150 free group exercise classes weekly, and more exercise equipment than our opponents could probably count to. Whether you need to drop those extra pounds or want some more energy to celebrate another Cyclone victory, Aspen is the place to help you achieve your fitness goals. Call or stop in today to any Aspen Athletic Club location. Aspen Athletic Clubs, we inspire results.
When Cyclones and Hawkeyes compete, history shows anything can happen. You'll find true rivals watching the big game together over some great corn-fed burgers and games. Someone will go home brokenhearted, but a true fan stands by their team through it all. No matter which side you're on, you're part of a tradition that's more than just a game. We are a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. Share your best fan photo cheering for your team using hashtag IACornFed.
Sheet Metal Workers Local 45 is an affiliate of the Sheet Metal Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers International Association. Comprised of the highest skilled craftsmen and women in the industry, our members are Central Iowa's premier source for safe, highly trained, and highly productive sheet metal workforce. For more information about the Sheet Metal Workers Local 45 and employment opportunities, visit our website at smw45.org or call 515-262-7421.
At Key Cooperative, we look to Iowa State University as an essential business partner. Our agronomy team relies on their Iowa State education to deliver solutions to our member owners, serving as business partners for their farm operation. Key Cooperative's Iowa State interns learn about the leadership and innovation it takes to become experts in our industry. Key supports the next generation of Iowa growers and the world-class education they receive from being a Cyclone. Connect with us on Twitter or visit keycoop.com to learn more.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses like yours with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. Our knowledgeable consultants uncover your communication challenges and provide visible solutions. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers. We're more than fast, more than signs, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Stop by 1791 Northwest 86th Street in Clive or call 515-224-1210.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's and Ames. Tuesday night is all-you-can-eat Riblets night for $12.99 at any Iowa Applebee's, your home for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Maybe you can do that tomorrow night on your way to Hilton Coliseum as the Cyclones men's team takes on Baylor, and that's an 8 o'clock tip. And the Cyclone women are on their way to Norman, Oklahoma a little bit later on Tuesday to get ready for a Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. tip against the Sooners of Oklahoma, and a team that you beat pretty soundly in Ames, Bill. But great program through the years, tremendous program through the years. And I think it's neat that they try to get some other fans to their games. I know you've done the early in the day tips to do something like that on a weekday as well. And hats off to Sherry Cole for doing that.
No, I think, John, I mentioned it again today at the press conference that in women's basketball or other sports, you have to be creative in your marketing and playing games. And most women's teams now, have what they call the kids game or elementary school game. We usually start our season on that Friday at noon because the men are playing that night. So it's a good event. And what it does is you bring young people to the game. You have energy in the building, and you have people in, you know, that maybe don't even know anything about women's basketball or whatever, but it might be their first exposure to that university. Mm-hmm. And when we bring them to Hilton, if they have a good experience, you know, hey, this is down the road a school that I want to go to, or I had a good time that day. So, you know, Sherry called us and asked us if we would do it. And, you know, there's no one in this league that I have more respect for than Sherry Cole. She's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. She does things the right way. And, you know, when she said, hey, you know, most of the schools, because we do have a rule that where you could say no to play an early conference game, and we would never do that. That's not, I'm a firm believer that if it's within reason, you're the home team, tell us when to show up, we'll show up. And she asked us to do it. We're honored to be a part of it. And hopefully the weather will show up, be okay in Norman, because I don't think they handle bad weather like we do here in Iowa. So it could be an interesting game. But the good news is we get home early. So
that's good news.
You know, we'll be home. We get to practice early. I'll be sitting in front of my TV watching the guys tomorrow night. Get up, play Oklahoma, and hopefully get home. And you know, that's the good part of it. But we most schools do it. In the conference, it doesn't happen a lot, but we've done it before, so we'll show up and play.
After that, you've got some real challenging games ahead, too, as you look at your schedule. You're in great position in the league right now, and with Texas losing the other night, really kind of opens the door a little bit, too. How do you see this schedule moving forward for you guys?
Yeah, Eric, Texas losing last night kind of changed some things for some people, but I think, obviously, Baylor's Baylor. Baylor's become the Kansas of the women's basketball. But, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunities in front of us, and I think it's always fun to be in these situations where you have chances to play and play games that are important. We go on the road to Oklahoma. We have to go to Tech. But, you know, Saturday we play Baylor at home. We have to go to Texas. We'll finish with Kansas. So all of us, you know, we were just talking off air. Who has the best or worst schedule with the guys? And it all sounds like you can figure that out. And most of the time you can't.
You got to play this doggone game.
Yeah, you got to play. You got to show up and play. But, you know, and like we said, you know, whether it's injury or timing or, you know, they are 18 to 22-year-olds. And but it's fun to be in a position where legitimately we have a chance to be second and we could be sixth. I mean, there's that much of a gap right now. And but it's fun to have that chance. And I think our kids are going to do the best they can to do the right things, to play the right way. And you control what you can the next 40 minutes. And our team has learned that over the years.
How much fun are you having this year? Because it sure seems like you're having a blast.
I haven't had this much fun in a long time. I appreciate you even asking that question, because I can't say that I have as much. This job is hard. It's fun, but it's hard. This group is really been a group that someone told me. I read a book that Tony Bennett talked about, and he said, you got to love your team enough that when they lose – you can live with it. And I'm not a good loser. And my wife will tell you that. I can't believe she survived this long with me. But this is a group that they are so much fun to be around. They're so much fun to coach. They're so much fun in the sense of how they represent our school. It's been a lot of fun. And obviously, you know, you win a few games here and there, it makes it better. But there was something about this team, Eric, that when we left Costa Rica, I remember sitting in the airport telling Deb, I don't know if we're going to win, I don't know if we're going to lose, but this is going to be fun because this group of kids gets it. And then shortly after the season started, I got a text message from Hallie Christofferson, one of the best players ever play here from the brawling metropolis of Exira, Iowa. She said, Coach, I love your team. They wear it right. And that has become the mantra of me, of my staff and what we say to our kids. And this group wears it right, and they understand. They love playing here. And it's been a lot of fun for them. It's been a lot of fun for our staff, hopefully for our fans. But it's certainly been a team that's been when you show up to work every day and you go, you know, you go downstairs to practice, you got a sense that, okay, they want to be here as much as you do. And that doesn't always happen.
Right.
You guys have been around long enough to know where sometimes it's a job, but sometimes it's really a job and it's miserable. This has been more fun than I've had in a long time.
Coach, I think the point guard play you're getting has really been a fun thing to see. And it's, I say it in that sense because it's not just one person, but Alexa has done a very good job solidifying that position. But Ray has improved a lot too, and her assist to turnover ratio is best on your team. And they really complement each other well. I love that combination that you have at point guard right now.
No, it's been good, John. And you're right. They're different people. And then you throw Bridget in there as kind of a pseudo point guard. So, it's hard to play without one. It's impossible to play without one. And my high school basketball coach used to, way back in the day, Coach Wessel, God rest his soul, Davenport West High School, used to say point guards are a blessing from heaven. And if you don't have one, you're going to hell.
I like him already.
That was kind of like his, like, you know, you can have a lot of other pieces, but you better have a quarterback. You better have a pitcher. You better have a point guard. And Lex has done such an amazing job for our team. And, you know, I left the letter winners deal tonight to get over here, and she got her letter jacket tonight. And Lex is only going to play at Iowa State a year. But her impact is going to be felt for a long, long time. She's a great kid, a great teammate. Like you said, Ray does it in a different way. You add Bridget to it. So, you can't run up and down the court. You can't share the ball. You can't do things without people orchestrating and getting things done and understanding what it means. Because the game of basketball is so different. The game doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not like, and no disrespect to any other sport, it's not like – Brock Purdy's a great quarterback, but the game stops. And he can look at his staff, and they're going to do this and whatever. In basketball, the game just keeps moving. You play offense, you play defense. And I only get four timeouts. So you better have someone out there that you trust that looks at you and goes, I get it, I understand. I understand the other four people because it doesn't matter what I'm good at. If I don't know what the other four people are good at, and that's the uniqueness of the position. Maddie Wise, Ashley, Mayer, Kristen, I'm going to do what I do really, really well. Lex and Ray better know what everyone does well and bail them out of the situations where they don't do it well. Don't put them in a position. And we talked about that at practice today. We had a couple of those moments, like, in a nice way. Why did you throw them the ball there or attempt to when you're not putting them in a good spot? And that's and I've said this many, many times, the best position in the world to play in Iowa State women's basketball is point guard, and it's the worst. It just depends on the day. So we've been blessed to have people that understand it. There's a wall full of them at Iowa State, and we're lucky to have that this year.
Well, I know, Eric, you've talked about the impact that Allison Lacey had. You were so impressed watching her at that point guard spot.
Well, in watching basketball,
okay,
men's and women's.
Not to interrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, Allison Lacey is one of the best players ever coached, smartest players ever coached.
On the court.
On the court. And then she marries TJ?
That's what I was getting.
Like, we all have our flaws.
I'm like, I text TJ after the game the other night. Did you design that play, that half-court bank-in shot to win the game? But, no, Austin, you're right. I mean, just understood the game.
Maybe the most impactful single player on any team that I've seen, men or women, at Iowa State. What she meant to that group, just the way she controlled the game completely, was always amazing to me.
Well, and you think about it, you know, no disrespect to anyone she played with, but that team went to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason. It was her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she played with other good players, but that's not a team that's going to go down in history individually as, you know, the greatest players to ever play at Iowa State. But every single one of those kids understood their roles. And it reminded me, different way they played, but it was Dedrick Willoughby and J.C. Holloway. Like, you know, J.C. Holloway and Dedrick.
Except she was both.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah, good point. Like, I don't think anyone's going to say that, you know, Dedrick and J.C. were the best at their positions, but what they did together, that Big 12 tournament, I don't think they came out of a game for three games.
Right.
The year they won the, you know, because we were there that time too, and it was just the way they got everyone in the right spots at the right time, and that's what Aust did, and it's been amazing to see, and you know, when you get kids like that that really, really understand it, it's so much fun, and you know, Jamal Tinsley did it, and you know, we've had kids do the same thing, but it's those players change things, and they just, you know, there's times when I remember we played Green Bay and Aust was hurt and she played. We're playing Green Bay in that year we went to the Sweet 16 in a tournament game at Hilton, and we were losing late in the game, and she said something to the effect of, "We are not ladies. We're not going to lose this game tonight." In the way that Aust would say it, and we didn't, and it's because of her, and just the way she does things then, and now now she's going to be a mom of and deal with the other part of life that she probably can't control like she did when she had the ball in her hands.
I think she's doing pretty well in that category,
yes,
too. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Need a pick-me-up? Here's one. Hy-Vee Aisles Online makes grocery shopping simpler than ever with store pickup. Just order your groceries online and let us do the shopping. Choose your pickup time and we'll even bring your groceries right to your car. When life's pace keeps picking up, Hy-Vee Aisles Online grocery pickup is the perfect pick-me-up. Save time. Shop online. Try Hy-Vee Aisles Online grocery pickup today.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Attention light beer drinkers, a message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Get unbiased results to choose the best seed for your field from the Independent First Test. I'm Shannon Latham, talking first soybean results from Iowa. Latham 2549 R2X finished number one in the all-trade summary for full-season soybeans in the Iowa Northwest region with 72 bushels and $580 an acre. And new Latham 2638 GT27 won Iowa South all-trades with 76 bushels. See it all at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's in Ames. Join us in any Iowa Applebee's for half-price appetizers every night after 9. Eric Heft is our guest host tonight, and we're visiting with Bill Fenley. We thank Steve Prohm, who was here earlier. And as always, we encourage your questions with hashtag SideCorner on Twitter. And here's the doozy for you, Bill. Here it is. This comes from Bill. Not you, but another Bill. How will you replace Bridget?
Maybe the next coach will have to worry about that one. That's the one thing about it, John, Eric, that we go through this all the time in college sports. Like, who's going to be the next? You'll never replace Angie Whaley. You never replace Megan Taylor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Next year, you don't do it with one person. There is not one person on our roster who can do it. It has to be a cumulative effort. It has to be an understanding where the team is not going to fall apart because Bridget Carleton graduated. We all talk as coaches about programs, not teams. I think the uniqueness of Bridget is the amount of things we make her do. Mm-hmm. Like today in practice, we literally practiced 40 minutes, and 30 minutes, she had 10 minutes at the point, 10 minutes at the three, and 10 minutes at the five. We don't have that kind of person. Never will.
Neither does anybody else.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. And that's why I say in the press conferences, we are Bridget and you don't. I think the thing that Bridget has left with us is the idea that this is how we're going to play. This is what we're going to do. Ashley's learned from her. Maddie's learned from her. Kristen's gotten better. But, you know, to say we're gonna do that in the short term is not possible. But that's college sports. You know, God, football is going to go away when Seneca Wallace graduated. Well, Brock Purdy's here, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, we don't have Torrey Davis, but we had David Montgomery. Right now you're sitting there freaking out about it, but it's someone else's chance and you got to coach them up and you get the right kids and hopefully they understand it.
Canada has been so great to Iowa State men's basketball. And obviously Bridget being Canadian right. had all her, right. her 50 plus people here the other day. Is that an area in women's basketball is kind of taking the same strides?
Eric, it's a great question. It's gotten better. And the Canada basketball, obviously, it used to be hockey. Now, Canada basketball, when you look at the FIBA ratings internationally, men's and women's basketball is rated very high. Obviously, because of Bridget, we've recruited there really hard. You got Melvin, you got Naz. I mean, we've had some really
– Mario.
Mario, yeah, obviously. It's not just women's basketball, but people look at and say, all right, it's a connection to Iowa State. I think what Bridget's done for our program has really helped, but – the basketball has gotten better. It used to be when I did USA basketball for the last time, I think it was 7 years ago in Canada, they did not want their kids coming to the States. They wanted them to stay there. Now they've said, well, no, come to the States,
get better,
play at a high level and then go back. They've taken the kind of the track model. Mm-hmm. Like you're from Kenya. You're going to come here. You're going to run cross country at Iowa State. You're going to become world class and you're going to go back and win a gold medal for Kenya, you know, kind of thing. And I think in Canada basketball, when you look at a lot of the players, there's a lot of great players on the men's side and the women, Kia Nurse and Achanwa, who went to Notre Dame. And it's a market now where people are looking at it. We're spending a lot more time up there. Jody Steyer, my assistant coach, associate head coach, has spent a ton of time in Canada. It's bad when Jody goes through customs and they just wave her through. She gets her rental car and they know she's coming. But it's a place where there's so many players or athletes that have kind of said, okay, basketball is a good option for us as a country. And I think the United States coming down here is a way that they're going to get better. And I think we're going to spend a lot more time up there and hopefully we'll find someone that's even close to Bridget.
We're going to sneak in one more break and come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck, for 42 years straight, and the brand with the most J.D. Power initial quality and vehicle appeal awards. Sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
What happens when four legacy seed brands converge their paths into one? You create a stronger hybrid. Curry, Prairie Brand, Newtek, and Hogemeyer standing together as one. Committed to serving the Western Corn Belt, backed by the world's largest U.S.-based research and development engine. Four, now standing together as one Hogemeyer hybrid with deep roots and shared vision. See how we've grown at therightseed.com.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's. Applebee's invites you to join us next Monday here in Ames and be part of our live, or should we say lively, audience. We appreciate the people here at Applebee's for their great hospitality as always tonight. It's always fun to be here, and we're visiting with Coach Fenley and Eric Heft, our guest host tonight. And Eric was just asking about the Canadian impact on women's basketball, and you brought up the fact that you've coached several times with USA basketball. Is that your biggest thrill in coaching, is getting to wear the USA across your chest?
I mean, it's 1A with obviously the chance to coach at Iowa State in your home state. But I mean, the idea of coaching, I give away a lot of my stuff. The only person that gets my Iowa State stuff is my dad, or my USA stuff is my dad.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I have a little section in my closet that it's the most unique experience ever. The pressure of coaching USA basketball is beyond intense. It's 50 times what it is here. Because you better win. And you know, it's like, we're going to do this, and this, but, you know, the USA basketball people tell you, but you better win. Because it's our sport. You know, we invented
right.
this
no
sport.
Doubt. No
you know?
Doubt.
But it's an amazing thing. You get to coach great players. I mean, Elena Deladon, Jackie Jamelis, you know, Sinead Agumake. I mean, the people that I've been around and the USA basketball people do it right. The way they go about their business, the seriousness of it. But it is one of those things where when you play Spain in Spain, it's mm-hmm. not – you talk about a road game. or Russia in Russia or Argentina. It's a whole different world. But the idea that you walk out there with a USA shirt on and when you win a gold medal and you hear the national anthem and you see those kids put that gold medal around their neck, It's really hard to put into words. Everyone talks about it, but it's a very unique culture. Because the way we do it, it's like, here's your team. You got 3 weeks, go play. Most of the other countries, they're together mm-hmm. a long time. And I think that's what, on the men's side, what Jerry Colangelo did and Coach K did to say, hey, we just can't show up anymore. You know, we lost, you know, the gold medal a few years ago back in Larry Brown, John Thompson. It wasn't their fault, but the thing was different. Mm-hmm. And now you look at the international game and you look at what the NBA is doing. There's a lot of really good players. So we better get the right people to play and you better coach them up. And because there's nothing worse than not representing our sport at a time. And I think you're going to see that in baseball. I really do. You know, there's going to come a time where it's like, hey, we're not going to throw out the double-A pitcher from the St. Louis Cardinals to go play against Japan. We're going to go win. And there's going to be guys that maybe they're fourth starter from the Cardinals or the Cubs or – it won't be the Cubs because they won't be any good. But,
a dagger. Late show.
But that's the fun part of it. It is the fun part of it.
At least you didn't pick on the Pirates.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to have some status to even get picked on, you know.
They're getting better.
They're getting better.
Hey, that division, Reds are better. The Brewers are better.
Pirates better be. It'll
be the best division. It'll be the best division in baseball. Without question.
Yeah. The music starts. We're talking spring training. It must be the end of the show.
Exactly.
And how about spring weather? Please.
Yeah, that would
be. See you tomorrow night. Go Cyclone.
We'd be happy. Please join us again next week for the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
Live from Applebee's in Ames, this has been the Cyclone Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, with half-price appetizers 2 times a day, afternoons and late night. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, proud to support the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cyclone Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.